The International Al-Quds Foundation has held a forum marking the Palestinian anniversary of the Land Day in Damascus. The event was titled From the Golan to Al-Quds, both occupied by Israel. Representatives of the Syria-based Palestinian factions and the Syrian leadership spoke at the forum, reaffirming loyalty to anti-occupation cause of both Syrians and Palestinians.
Why did Zionism commit all these massacres throughout history? Didn't they do that to take Palestine's holy land and the Arab land they occupy? What's the reason behind all the conspiracies and bloodshed? Isn't it targeting our land? The Palestinian cause is the central cause. Targeting Palestinians is the first step towards targeting all Arabs.
Western and regional countries conspired against Syria because it stood with Palestine. The people's duty is to adhere to their land and work to liberate it. This is what the Palestinian people are doing. Palestinians will always stand with the Syrian people in order to liberate occupied lands in Syria, Palestine, and all other occupied lands across Middle East.
Participants said people's land is their identity and dignity, stressing that Palestinians will continue resisting the Israeli occupation. They said the West wants to deprive the Palestinians of all their rights, including the right to return to Palestine.
Palestinians in various parts of the world marked the Land Day as a reminder of their right to return to their homeland. After being exiled from their land by Israeli occupiers, the suffering continues for many Palestinians here in Syria, as they have been forced to leave their refugee camps as well due to the foreign-backed insurgency in the country.
Militants have stormed Palestinian refugee camps in Syria during the ongoing unrest. In El Yarmouk camp, the largest in the country, armed men forced thousands of Palestinians to leave their homes. They also kidnapped and killed many of them. Those who have survived are suffering due to the lack of food and medical aid and are struggling to stay alive. Hamad Ali, Press TV, Damascus.